With Montana news, I'm Cole Grant. Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte is pouring more of his own money into his campaign to unseat Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. Campaign finance reports filed today show Gianforte wrote his campaign three $500,000 checks over the reporting period between the end of August and the end of September. The Bozeman businessman has donated a little over $3 million of his personal wealth to his campaign, stretching back to the primary elections. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has favorably reviewed a proposal to ship coal from Montana and Wyoming out of a Washington port. The Billings Gazette reports that the Corps on Friday released a draft environmental impact statement for the Millennium Bulk Terminal Port in Longview, Washington. A battered and blood-streaked survivor of a bear attack shot a video of himself on his way to the hospital in which he says, quote, "Life sucks in bear country," unquote. Todd Orr posted video, photos, and a narrative about Saturday's attack on his Facebook page. He says a grizzly sow attacked him twice before he could hike 3 miles to his truck and drive himself to a hospital. The Great Falls Tribune is reporting that a Montana man was found dead this morning near the Dearborn area due to a boating accident. The victim's name has not been released. Lewis and Clark County is trying to figure out what to do with dozens of decades-old body parts still stored on county property after their longtime coroner died. County officials are calling for a financial audit in the wake of coroner M.E. Mickey Nelson's September 11th death and asking that uncatalogued items be dealt with as Deputy Coroner Brian Backeberg takes over. Nelson was coroner for 42 years before his death. He had been criticized for falling behind on finalizing death certificates and for being disorganized. Now the county is looking at whether to move human remains dating back to the 1980s to an independent party for storage. The U.S. Forest Service says the final phase of mining cleanup along Montana's Warm Springs Creek is wrapping up this fall. The Independent Record reports that residue from mining during the Great Depression has polluted the water with arsenic, lead, and zinc. The region's sulfides also create the potential for acid mine draining. Forest Service Minerals and Geology Programs Manager Steve Opp says early silver and lead miners used a process that required a lot of water, which made drainage areas like the stream east of Clancy appealing locations. Unfortunately, that also made it easy for pollution to accumulate near or even in the creek. Forest Service Inspector Hans Oakes says the creek bottom is now free of residue and rebounding with new soil and plant life. Governor Steve Bullock has ordered flags to be lowered to half-staff tomorrow in honor of a Bataan Death March survivor who died last month. Ben Steele died September 25th at age 98. Steele was captured by Japanese soldiers in the Philippines in 1942. He said he kept his sanity while in captivity by sketching scenes of his home in Montana. When he returned home, he taught art at Eastern Montana College. Bullock said in his proclamation today that Steele was a Montanan of immeasurable character who portrayed the courage of his generation with a sketchbook and a joyful laugh. Melting glaciers and snowfields are bad news for two types of stoneflies found in Montana. Today, federal officials proposed Endangered Species Act protections for an insect they say is at risk of a changing climate. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Western Glacier Stonefly and Meltwater Lednian Stonefly are about the size of a pencil eraser. They're winged insects that live in frigid mountaintop streams and lakes. Serena Baker with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the stoneflies live in remote areas, so they're mostly protected from human contact.
The bad news is, though, is their glaciers are melting at an alarming rate. And so that's why we really think it's wise to go ahead and propose federal protection for them for these icy streams that are in danger of drought and climate change.
Starting Tuesday, the service will accept public comment on the proposed listing. That comment period will run for 60 days. The announcement follows a lawsuit brought against the service by an environmental group last year. The Center for Biological Diversity argued that the Western Glacier Stonefly needed to be added to the federal species protection list because melting glaciers threaten the insect with extinction within 15 years. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service also announced Monday that 4 new populations of Western Glacier Stonefly are believed to have been found in the Beartooth Mountains in southwestern Montana and Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. A report from the United States Geological Survey is expected in the coming months on those potential populations. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.